BYT.
Hey there.
Welcome into episode 2 of Radio BYT. My name is Mitch. Joined with me, my lovely wife.
Hi, guys.
Jess.
How are you?
We've made it to the second one. This very well could be our last one. We'll see what happens.
Hey, our first one wasn't bad.
Yes. Before we actually jump into things, I did the numbers, not including today, and I'm not going to timestamp it as to when we're actually recording this, but we have over 150 downloads and plays since we dropped our first episode. So big thank you to everybody who's downloaded it and listened.
Thank you guys. I'm shocked that you want to listen to us. But if you have any pointers, you know, criticism, feedback, please send it on over because we are faking it till we make it.
So in lieu of a quick thought, I thought we'd stay on topic and start with a nice Would You Rather Disney edition. So I'm going to ask you 13 questions.
Oh, geez, real quick. You're just throwing this on me.
And from those 13 questions, we're going to find out what Disney park snack you are.
Okay.
So
all of them.
Would you rather get to a Disney park when it opens or sleep in?
Get to it when it opens. I'm a rope drop kind of girl.
Where would you rather go first? Fantasyland or Frontierland?
Fantasyland.
Would you rather get your thrills on Space Mountain or Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain.
Would you rather take selfies in front of the castle or
castle.
On Main
Street? Oh. Castle beats everything.
Would you rather ride every ride and meet no characters or meet every character but ride no rides?
I love a good character meet and greet.
Since when?
But okay, here's the thing. Right. I'm not a big fan of face characters. I love costume characters because I always feel like there's that like awkward element with face characters where you have to like pretend like you're living in their world, and I'm not good at like.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
See, I'm not big on face characters ever since Anna told me that I had no hair, and that's the reason why I was wearing a hat. So,
but like our interaction with Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So, yeah.
So ride the rides or meet the characters?
Meet the characters.
All right. Would you rather rock some Mickey ears or a Disney baseball cap?
Ball cap. I'm a ball cap girl.
You're in Walt Disney World.
You're setting the scene.
Would you rather check out Epcot or Disney's Animal Kingdom right now?
Animal Kingdom. I love that park.
Would you rather visit the parks? I know the answer to this. Would you rather visit the parks during summer or winter?
Winter. I hate the summer.
Would you rather ride the monorail or the tram?
Monorail.
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 You know, there's a whole monorail family, by the way. Disney Twitter. They call themselves the monorail family. We're not initiated yet. I'm hoping to be there one day, but not right now.
If you're part of that monorail family, please reach out.
Let us know what hazing event I need to go to, and then we'll send money. I'll have my people reach out to your people.
We'll send dues immediately.
Would you rather have a table service meal or grab some quick service food?
I love a good table service.
Would you rather go on thrill rides or more calm rides?
Calm rides, please.
Would you rather watch the fireworks or watch the parade?
Fireworks.
And last, unfortunately, it's time to leave the parks. Would you rather grab a snack or a souvenir on the way out?
Ooh, hard one. Is it my last day? Typically,
it's time to leave. You're going. You're not coming back. Now it's time to say goodbye to all my family.
Typically, it's a snack.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Because we usually grab the hot dog, Casey Corner corn dog nuggets.
No, usually we're on the dining plan and we've got a ton of like quick service and stuff left over. So we're like, let's divide these into snacks and bring them all over.
I always bring home some goofy gummies because they're the bomb.
All right, I have. All right, so I put snacks. I have.
Is it like a snack I would actually eat?
I have the results.
Okay.
The results are in.
Because I'll tell you, like, yay or nay.
The
like,
lie detector test determined that was a lie. No. You are the iconic Dole Whip.
See, I felt like that's what I was going to get.
Oh, wait, there's a description.
And I'm not a Dole Whip kind of girl.
Well, I'm going to read the description
unless
and we'll find out.
Unless it has, like, a spiked something in it.
We'll find out.
Okay. Give me the description.
You're looking for adventure and excitement in the Disney parks and want to cram as much action into one day as you can. Like a delicious Dole Whip, you're sweet and sassy and you love to explore.
I don't know about that.
You don't think you're a Dole Whip?
No.
I did this.
I'm more of like a Mickey bar.
I did this while I was working out before.
Okay, what was yours?
I got a churro.
Yeah, you are a churro kind. You're like a double-fisted churro kind of kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I got the churro.
Interesting.
Well, on to the next thing, shall we?
Yeah, sure. It's the BYTV Guide. The BYTV Guide.
There's an echo in here. So, last week was President's Day.
Yep.
Not the whole week, just the weekend. So, we had a lot of time.
It was such a good weekend.
Was it? We did nothing. We didn't do much.
It was great. Wait, didn't we go to Mohegan?
No.
Oh.
We did nothing. We went.
Yeah, huh. That was President's Day. That was our long weekend. We went on Friday to Saturday, and then we came back, and we had Sunday and Monday off.
Really? Because the President's Day weekend, I'm remembering, we went and got sushi on Friday, then went to my parents on Saturday.
Oh, man.
And then
I'm all mixed up.
And then it snowed on Monday.
I'm all mixed up. Yeah, you are right.
Fair enough. So,
fair enough.
We, because it snowed, because the weather wasn't great, we had a lot of time to watch some TV, catch up on some things, find some new things, right?
Right.
So we watched a couple new shows and we finished off a show that we had been sitting on for a while.
I can't believe I've messed up the weekends like that so bad.
I'm used to it.
Oh gosh, I need a calendar. Anyways.
So we watched a show. We went on Netflix. First of all, with Netflix, I feel like it's very difficult for us to watch shows on Netflix.
I'm such a bad Netflix person.
We have the exact opposite tastes in terms of shows. Like, I'll just sit down and watch, like, some drama. Not murder, though. We come together on the murder mysteries, but you got to watch it at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, so I have some daylight to calm down.
Yeah, we don't do nighttime murder mysteries.
So we came together. We tried to find shows. We were there for, like, a good hour.
This always happens.
Trying to find a show. And usually we just settle on
everything Netflix offers. Yeah.
And usually we just settle on some type of comedy. Yeah. But in this case, we ended up finding a couple things. The show Dating Around, which I didn't really understand the concept of what I was watching until after the first episode.
So basically, I don't know if y'all ever saw the one that Ellen did on, what was it, Channel 10,
NBC.
So she had this like short dating show. I think it only lasted a season or something, where they basically videotape blind dates of all these couples. So it kind of reminded me of that.
Right.
But Netflix was a little bit different.
Right. So the Ellen show, they would date. They would go on the blind date and you kind of sit in as like a fly on the wall for it. And then at the end of it, they would kind of come together and talk about it and then decide if they wanted to do a second date or not.
Yep.
The Dating Around show is a little bit different where there's one person. That's the other piece of it. The Ellen one, it was like three different people and it was all separate dates. This one, it's one person. They go on five dates.
So five blind dates.
Yes. And they wear the same exact outfit to each date, which I find weird.
Did they? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah, so they go on the five dates, and then at the end of it, they pick one of the five people to have a second date with.
Or in one case, none of the five people to have a second date
with. Right. We'll get into that. That's a big market tease. Did you like the show? No, we haven't finished it yet. I think there's six episodes. We watched two of them.
Two.
I was very turned off by the second episode.
Yeah. I don't. If there's nothing on, I would watch it just to watch something.
Just to kill time.
But I'm not it's not one of those things like if I never watched it again, I'd be sad about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever. It's there if I need it, but I wouldn't be sad if I lost it.
Right. So, like I said, I didn't understand the point of it until the end of the first episode. I didn't know what they were doing. I just thought this person was a floozy and on dates with all these people. So, but then at the end of it, I realized they're trying to find a connection, whatever. The first one went off swimmingly. Like, they had like the general stereotypes that you'd expect to for a guy to date.
Yeah.
Because it was a guy that was the main person. And then the second one was a girl who was in her mid-30s, I guess, had been married before, got divorced. But she got into a full-blown argument with one of the guys.
Her dates, she got into a big fight with them. It was very strange. I don't know if they drank too much or what. I want to say these are based in major cities. So Chicago. I think it was
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, the first one was New York.
Yeah.
But they go out to a restaurant and they start drinking and then they go to a bar. A small
a staged bar.
Yeah, a staged bar. And they got into this big argument. And it was just really strange.
Yeah, it was the first date. This guy was prying from the start.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk off.
So she had, you know, opened up to him a little bit, told him that she had been married. It didn't work out. She never really felt truly in love with him. She was just kind of going through the motions. And that guy took it to heart. He was angry that she went through getting married with someone that she knew it wasn't going to last.
Because she was pressured and yada yada.
Right.
So he made a comment like, how would I ever trust you?
How would I ever trust you again? And he yelling at, I couldn't believe it.
Literally yelling. But anyways, if y'all are into dating shows, check it out. Let us know what you think. It's nothing to write home about, but if you want to watch something silly, we'll give you an update once we, or if we watch.
That'll be in 3 years.
Any more episodes.
So the last bit about that. If you were to go on a blind date, how would you approach it?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I just wouldn't go on a blind date. I tell Mitch
all the time, if it wasn't for him, I would be single with probably
more dogs.
Five dogs and be hustling more than I hustle now. I would just be working 24/7.
So I would be the same way.
Yeah.
Next
there
show.
There would be no way.
So that show, we lasted two episodes before we went to a different one. This one, we watched the whole thing. The whole first season. I don't know if they're doing another season. Mm-hmm. Magic for Humans.
Yep.
Did you like it?
I'm not a big magic person.
But this is close magic.
Yeah, but I call BS. I don't like. Well, what is the word I'm looking for? Feeling manipulated. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of magic, and I don't like when they do grotesque magic and
David Blaine
eat glass and stuff.
Okay, David.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not a big fan.
So we were watching it, and I'm like, how can this be all that, right? So I Googled it and found a nice little Reddit thread.
Oh, Reddit.
So I was reading it.
Good old Reddit.
And I got to the point that I was just like, I'm going to stop reading it. So allegedly it's real. It is like stage stuff. So what they'll do, it'll be like mirrors and stuff like that to make the people think that they're seeing something. Like the one that he's going through the bags and then he pulls his wife out of the bag. Yep. They use mirrors to make it look like the person seeing
seeing the natural habitat,
exactly.
Not what he's doing.
And then they move out the mirror when they're going to reveal the wife. So it's stuff like that. But then I got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to let it be because I kind of enjoyed it. I found it interesting. It was something to watch and it was quick. It was, they were like 20 minute episodes. So we breezed right through it.
The one that really bothered me. So I'm going to set the scene and spoiler alert, if you're watching Magic for Humans or want to watch it.
It's been out for a while.
So there's a van set up and the magician is standing outside of the van pretending he's selling flowers. And people stop by, he gets people to stop. And then they start talking about fake theories, whatever. Somehow he lures the person into the van because he's convincing them that the government is chipping people during surgeries. So number one, these people go into this man's van that they just met on a street corner in a city.
It's like what you teach your kids not to do 101.
Yeah. And these are grown adults, like adults.
Yep.
And then he's telling people like, oh, I have this chip detector. Like, do you mind if I pull it out and see if you have a chip? And then lo and behold, he finds a chip in their arms or wherever.
Yeah.
And then these people let the guy pull out this chip.
From their arms.
From their arms.
Person so they just met that was selling flowers.
Basically performing surgery in the back of a van. It was ridiculous. Like, if anybody ever approached me like that, I'd be like, dude, get out of here.
But it's point proven because that's exactly what he was trying to prove. Like, he was going through it saying, like, I'm going to see how far these people will let me go. And they all got right into the van. They all let the guy just pull the chip out. It wasn't.
Y'all are crazy.
It's crazy.
Y'all are crazy. Do not get in the back of the fans and get surgery done on a whim.
Right.
When you think you're buying flowers.
But all in all, I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I would watch more if they gave me more. It'd be one of those filler things. Like if we've caught up on whatever shows we're watching, Big Brother or whatever trash reality TV.
You're not seeking it, but you'll.
Right. But if it's there, I enjoyed the guy. He reminded me of Vince Vaughn. He reminded me of a young Vince Vaughn. So
he's entertaining, but I'm just not a magic person.
Fair enough. Let's move on to the last show that we finished up throughout the past week. I feel like this is going to be the controversial one. Fuller House.
Yes.
Obviously, Fuller House is the, I guess, spinoff, but continuation of Full House, the classic, it started in the 80s, I think, the late 80s.
Classic,
early 90s. Yeah. Classic family American sitcom.
Yeah. I grew up on Uncle Jesse. I loved Full House. I'll get right into it. I loved it.
This was season 4?
Yep.
Of Fuller House?
Yep.
New season. It's been renewed. They're coming out for a fifth season. Continue what you were saying.
I grew up on Uncle Jesse. I love him. Fuller House.
Yeah.
I like it. I will watch it. I enjoy watching it. But I feel like it's almost too corny for cornballs.
All right. So it goes back and forth. I feel like you can tell when there are specific writers on specific episodes.
Yep.
Some episodes will be really well done. Mm-hmm. And usually those are the episodes that have an Uncle Jesse in it or have Uncle Danny or Danny Tanner, Dad, whatever you want to call him. What's his name? His name escapes me.
Whatever.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
It's an episode that'll have like a callback to the original show. But so has the nostalgia worn off for you then?
Well, it comes and goes. Like you said, like the prom episode we watched, that reminded me of the old Full House. It had like that grit to it. Mm-hmm. Some of their filler episodes are just silly to me. And like then I don't feel like watching it anymore because I think it's just silly and I should be watching like Teen Nick or whatever. But all in all, like, I'm going to watch it.
Of course you're going to. You have to watch it. Does it bother you that Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky are, like, as good as they were back then?
Like, what's the secret?
Like, I need to. It's John Stamos. It's whoever plays Aunt Becky. And it's Tom Brady. Like, I need to know what they're doing.
No, and Rachel from Friends, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, what are you drinking? What's your secret?
What is the, they found the fountain of youth.
Yeah, seriously, because y'all look amazing and you look the same as you did when I was growing up and that's a problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, all right, fine. Uncle Jesse, you love Uncle Jesse. Mm-hmm. Who do you find to be the most intolerable character on the show?
Intolerable?
Like, if they were to not be on the show ever again, you'd be fine with it.
I don't know. That's a hard. Who do you find?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Not the little kid.
Oh.
The golden toe. Golden toe. It's the oldest.
Oh.
His oldest
really?
Kid. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like him. I don't like the kid who's acting. I don't like anything about it. See, I just think he can't act. Everything that comes out of his mouth sounds forced, and I could care less about his whole story.
His character.
Yeah.
See, Joey annoys me. Like, Uncle Joey.
He directed a lot of the episodes, though, the guy.
Yeah. Well, I think he should stick to directing. I don't know.
That's the stuff that takes you out of the show, though.
Yeah.
Like, that corny, like, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
You know?
This is true. Like, when he's doing, like, corny stuff.
Right.
I don't know. It bothers me.
So, obviously, we talked about it. It's a spinoff. There was another spinoff that came out. It's since been canceled. It was Girl Meets World.
Yep.
Girl Meets World focused a lot more, though, on like the newer characters mm-hmm. and kind of gave you spot cameos from the people from Boy Meets World. But do you think that if they did a proper Boy Meets World spinoff, very similar to this, where it's still kind of focused on Corey and Topanga and Sean, and it slowly worked in the kids?
With the kids.
Would you prefer that to this?
Absolutely. But I think I preferred Boy Meets World to Full House.
Well, Fuller House was like a little, I mean, you were an 80s baby, so
yeah.
It was a little bit before my time. That was more your time, mm-hmm. you old bat, but.
We're 1 year apart. You're ridiculous.
That's a lot of days.
No.
A lot of hours,
you're
a lot
ridiculous.
Of minutes. But Boy Meets World was more like when we were in the heart of watching TV.
Yeah.
That was like us.
And I just like the characters better.
Right.
They're more relatable in that sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think if they did a Netflix Boy Meets World, I'd be more into it than Fuller House.
Maybe they do it on Disney Plus.
Maybe. Netflix, take it. If you're listening.
I think if it came out on anything, it would be in Disney Plus when they launch their thing.
Yeah.
Their
well, I don't
service.
Think Disney would give that up anyway, so.
Right.
They probably have rights to it for a few years because they tried it already.
Right. So those are the three shows that we watched and finished off in the last week.
And if y'all have any suggestions for shows, please let us know.
Yeah, because we have a problem where we try to get into these shows that have 8 seasons, 9 seasons, and we get like a half an episode in and we're like,
Not feeling it. Not feeling it.
So yeah, definitely give us suggestions. In terms of us, though, Magic for Humans, I'd watch it. Fuller House, you have to watch it. And Dating Around, I'd probably just let that slide.
Let it go.
Speaking of let it go.
Let it go.
What do you say we dive in to the main topic?
I'm so excited for this because really? I haven't seen this list yet.
You haven't.
No.
I've done a big list. So we're doing a top 10 list of
top
Disney,
10.
Of Walt Disney World attractions. Now, top 10 lists are fairly new. No one does top 10 lists.
Except
by that,
us.
I mean everybody does top 10 lists. So what we did is I asked Jess to give me her top 15 Walt Disney World attractions. I did a list of my top 15 Walt Disney World attractions, and we gave each one points. So your number one attraction got 15 points, number two attraction got 14 points, and all the way down to one. So what I did to get the top 10 is I combined both of our lists, combined the amounts, and then sorted it that way.
You did a lot of math.
I did a lot of math. I had a headache. So I have the list in front of me. I think we'll start at 10, work our way down. And then before I reveal one, I'll go through some honorable mentions. I'll go through some ones that neither of us mentioned at all.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, you haven't heard it yet.
Is
so
that
how is
a shocker?
It? Oh, yeah, it is.
Like shocker question mark?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So number 10, and what I'll do is as we go through, I'll ask like, oh, why did you put it on your list? In terms of me, I ranked it by fun factor. I ranked it by like, would I wait for this ride? I ranked mm-hmm. it by how well it was done.
I did mine as like camp misses or nostalgia. So yeah, okay. We'll see how it goes. Do we have fancy sounders for this?
I didn't do any sounders.
Darn.
You want me to play the ride music?
No, okay.
All right, so we will start with number 10, squeaking in with 10 points. You didn't mention this ride, and I am ashamed.
And it was pretty
didn't.
High on your list.
Yeah, well, 10 would put it, what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
So before I explain why I mentioned it, why didn't you put it on your list?
Well, we were talking, this is specifically Disney World.
Yes.
So not Disneyland.
Right.
If we were referencing Disneyland, in October, November, or December.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It just didn't make my list. There was other stuff that did.
So I think that ride is the bomb. It's old.
It is a cool ride.
It's an older ride, but it's one of those rides that kind of set the bar for what Disney and even Universal to an extent is doing now. Mm-hmm. You look at the way it's laid out, like you'll wait and then they have the pre-show and then you have a little bit more of a queue and then you have the actual ride, and it's the way that it moves, you have high capacity. So the wait, even though it'll be listed as a long wait, it's really never that long of a wait. I think from a story perspective, it's great. When you're in it, you feel like you're in it.
There's a lot of Easter eggs in that.
Yeah,
ride
there's always something to look at, mm-hmm. something new to find. Like we've ridden that ride 100 times at least.
Absolutely, and there's something new,
and you still find something new. So I needed to put that on my list. I love that ride. I could go on that ride 1,000,000 times. So that is my number 10. Well, that is our number 10.
Number nine.
We actually ranked this at the same exact spot, which is funny. It's Kilimanjaro Safari.
I love the safari ride.
It comes in with 12 points.
Awesome.
So we each gave it 6 points. Why do you like it?
So I like it because I just love the live animals. I think it's really cool what Disney did to kind of create a natural habitat that we're kind of going into. And I think that Disney takes great care of those animals and kind of their surroundings as well.
Right.
And just the ride, it's really immersive. It's new. Every single time you ride it, it's different.
Right.
And we typically do an early morning, so we catch the animals early morning. And sometimes we do like late afternoon and we catch them again. So yeah. I think we've always had really good experiences on that ride.
So for me, the reason why I even had it on my list, because some people could not even consider it a real ride because there's no ride element to it other than, you know, the car that you're in driving around to see the animal. The animals are the real attraction, right? But the reason why I have it on my list is specific to the last time that we rode it when we were there in March, where we actually had to stop because there was an animal crossing and that had never happened before. And it goes back to what you said. Every ride can be different, and at different times of the day, you're going to get different interaction from the animals. That ride was a really good ride where we had animals coming up to us. The giraffes were all over the place. Yeah. I think it was one of those long horned, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like a cow, but it's like the long, it's like the long horned one. I don't know.
And we saw the lion. The lion was up and roaming around.
Yeah.
It was just really, it was cool.
So I think animals are the coolest thing, and the unpredictable nature, even though they're at Disney, so it's probably predictable, but like, of what they're going to be doing during the ride is crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
Number 8, I did not have on my list. You did, and you had it very high. You had it at number 3 on your list. That is coming in with 13 points. Peter Pan's Flight.
I love this ride. It's the very first ride I remember riding with my mom and my grandma on. And I love how they magically put your seat buckle down. I love the new queue too. They did a great job with the new queue on Peter Pan. And I think it's a really classic Disney ride. And it's not the best ride, but nostalgia, the Peter Pan takes me back to when I first went to Disney and kind of how I fell in love and why we go there so often.
Yeah. So I didn't put it on my list, and very similar to why you didn't put the Haunted Mansion on your list, I feel like, you know, Q being redone aside and how great that is, I feel like the ride in Disneyland is a little bit better.
It is.
You have the extra scene at the end, which kind of sums it up, because in Disney World, it kind of just ends. So, I mean, we'll do another one, I think, later on of Disneyland rides, and see how that ranks out compared to this. But I couldn't put it on my list compared to some of the other things that I have on there.
Understandable.
So number 7, we both had on our list. It's coming in at 20 points. You had it at number 4. I had it, I think, 7, if my math, whatever. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Caribbean. Which one? I don't know.
Pirates of
Jack
the Caribbean.
Sparrow's ride.
Yes.
So why did you have it so high on your list?
Well, you personally, I think obvious reasons. Like my grandfather's brother helped create the animatronics for this ride. It's one of my favorites. He worked for Disney and very close to Walt. And I think that's awesome. I think that's so cool.
Right.
So I love the ride. I think it's super cool what they've done. I love that when we were in Disneyland, Jack Sparrow was in the ride saying hello to people. And I think it's just a really cool, immersive ride. It's long. I hate how you get stuck on the boat sometimes, but.
So I would have had it higher on my list had we been doing Disneyland, mm-hmm. because I think the one in Disneyland
so much
is
better.
So great.
Yeah, and like, the restaurant there is amazing. Right. And like go check it out.
The way you start off in Disneyland where it's just silence and you have like the bayou, like the guitar on the bayou and all that, and then you actually get into the ride. Mm-hmm. So I knocked it down a little bit for not being the Disneyland one. And I'm sure the one that they have, I think it's in Shanghai. I don't know. The newest one that they built is probably like crazy. Shanghai. So whatever.
That's but 2020.
That being said, the one in Walt Disney World, I think is great. And in terms of fun factor, obviously it's awesome. You have the little drops and that you get wet on. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
That
if
way,
you sit in the front, you get wet. So beware if you haven't been yet.
But beyond that, like you get the yo-ho, yo-ho Pirate's Life for me stuck in your head all day. It's great. I love it. So that was number, where am I?
Yo-ho,
six?
Yo-ho.
Yep. One, two, three, four. Nope. Yeah.
Seven.
Six. Seven. No, it was six.
Oh, we're losing count.
Hot Wait, mess. Sorry. 10, 9, 8, 7. That was seven.
Seven.
At number six, one of the newest rides on Disney property, coming in with 20 points. Also, I just ranked. I did my own thing when they tied because Pirates of the Caribbean had 20 points too. Flight of Passage. The
Such a cool
new
ride.
Avatar ride in Animal Kingdom. That ride is crazy. You had it real low, actually. You only gave it, where are you? 7 points. Mm-hmm. I gave it 13.
It's a neat ride. I've only rode it, what, once? Two times now. It's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Super different than really anything Disney's done recently in the parks in the U.S. I think the technology is amazing.
I think it's like soaring on crack, honestly.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you when you ride it, you can feel the banshee breathing, mm-hmm. and you get the smells of like dirt and mud, and it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's neat. It's really neat.
From a technology perspective, it's one of the craziest rides I think I've ever been
Just
on.
Just don't look to the sides and don't look up because it's super freaky.
Yeah, I mean, you see like a sea of people.
But the great thing about this ride is I get super nauseous on the Hogwarts ride in Universal.
Yeah.
I don't get that nauseous, dizzy, pukey feeling on this ride. So if you guys have sensitivity to, you know, the screens and the motion, I didn't get that. And I think they put a lot of fans in so you kinda, don't get that.
Yeah.
I never had that problem and I definitely do in Universal.
But what is different about it too is because Universal, they have the fans in the Forbidden Journey. But it's like blowing on you so much that it kind of takes you out of it. Whereas this just feels like you're in.
It's a natural
right.
kind of feeling.
Number five. And this is a classic. Also at 20 points. It is the wildest ride in the wilderness. Big Thunder Mountain.
I love this ride. It's probably one of my favorites.
So you had it a little bit higher than I did.
Yep.
I docked it again for not being the one in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Because the Disneyland one has that whole village thing that you don't get.
Yep. It's a completely different ride too.
It's so fun.
Yeah. But it's so much better.
Yeah. Well,
I would say.
But at the end of the day, it is fun. The other problem with it is depending on the seat that you get, you'll get a different kind of thrill factor.
Absolutely.
Because if you're sitting more toward the front, then you're pretty much down one of the hills before it even really starts. But if you're in the back, it is crazy.
Do you think the cars are too long for the track? Like they should have shorter carts.
I think what would be a good idea is if they took off like two carts or three carts from each train, mm-hmm. and made another train.
I agree with you.
Had more going.
Yeah. I think if the carts were shorter, you'd have a better ride experience all along.
Yeah.
All around. But I enjoy that ride. I think it's a fun coaster. It's family inclusive, so really anybody can go on it.
Right.
It has enough thrill for everybody in the family, but it's not too scary.
Another good thing about it too is they, speaking of the littles, they just redid the queue a little bit, and this is the first one on our list that has like the interactive stuff in the queue, mm-hmm. where you can, you know, make that water thing pop up like you're exploding in the water, and you can actually do some things to keep them entertained during the long waits. Yeah.
Do you think that was necessary that Disney put in all this interactive stuff in the queue? We saw it first with the Seven Dwarfs. I think that was one of the first queues they kind of made really immersive besides Winnie the Pooh. I think that was probably the first one they've done.
Yeah, they also did it with the next one.
Yep.
Space Mountain is 4.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They did do it with that. But do you think it's like money well spent in that respect?
I think it depends on the ride. I think it works better in Big Thunder Mountain because you're outside. It's easier to watch that be quick, mm-hmm. a quick little explosion in the water or something like that, and be able to continue moving. Whereas in Space Mountain,
it becomes an issue.
Yeah. Because Space Mountain, you're playing those games, and then next thing you know, you have just like a mile that you can walk.
30 feet of line that hasn't moved.
So in terms of Space Mountain, I had it as my second. I ranked it number 2. Mm-hmm. You had it a little bit lower.
So I knew yours was going to be higher. Now, it's not my favorite ride, and I don't have a reason for it. Really, why I like this ride is when I sit in front of my husband and just hear him scream the whole way. Because I usually sit in front of him. He's usually all the way in the back. So he goes, whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa. And it's just hysterical. So I laugh the whole time and he screams the whole time.
It's just fun. It's not anything special. It's not in terms of like track layout or anything like that. It's not anything to write home about. I think the one in Disneyland that you have the double seats is a little bit better, but
especially when they do the Star Wars thing.
That's cool. But it's fun. It's just fun.
It's a fun ride.
It's a good ride. It's not overly thrilling, but you do get some like, ooh, you know, you hit the corner because it's in the dark. You hit the corners and like, unless you're riding it every day, if you're like a Florida local, you're not really expecting corners, like sharp turns like that. So it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. You let loose. Agreed, you know, let your walls down on Space Mountain.
Just don't ride when the lights are on because that's freaky.
Right. Number 3. This is going to be... So you had this low. You had this, I think, at 8. Mm-hmm. I had it... Or maybe you had it at 7. Whatever. I had it as my number 1.
Oh.
Tower of Terror.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. You love that ride.
I do.
And I know we sound like a broken record. I love the Tower of Terror in Disneyland.
Yeah.
So I hated the fact that they were redoing it, but after riding it so much, I love it.
Well, it's a giant party.
It's so much fun. The classic Tower of Terror, I just get anxiety riding it. And I don't know why, because I know what to expect, but it's one of those rides that I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I want to do it because it's fun.
Right. To me, I mean, it's...
You could ride it 500 times.
I could ride it a million. I think I did that. We went to Disney once and...
It was when we got engaged.
And there was snow coming on the way back. Mm-hmm. And we were in Disney. I don't even know if I had ridden it before this trip. And
I don't think you have.
We went on it together. You got off the ride and you were talking, I think, on the phone to your mom.
With my mom.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going again.
Yep.
And then you were on the phone for a little bit. So I think I went. This is before FastPass Plus, I think. Even.
Yeah. And the wait was nothing. You went on it like 10 times, I want to say.
Yeah, I just kept going.
While I was talking to my mom.
It was so fun. So, I think we had fast passes and or something like that. I don't know. There was a way that I got on like right away twice.
There was probably no wait.
Right.
I don't think there was. It was pretty dead.
So I went on that and I was like, this is my newfound passion in life. I need to be on the Tower of Terror all the time because it's one of those free fall attractions, but it's not like one of the Six Flags ones where they launch you up and you get that gross weightless feeling and mm-hmm. it feels weird.
It's a different feeling.
Cause yeah, like you'll go dropping down, you'll go up, they'll drop you down and you feel like my arms will feel like they're not attached to me anymore, mm-hmm. but it doesn't like turn my stomach.
You don't feel sick.
Yeah. And it's quick. It's fun. It's just great. I think overall the whole experience is great. We took pictures in it for our wedding.
Yeah,
so,
we did.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. So I just think everything, it sets the scene. It, you know, the theming is perfect. They don't have to clean it up. It's very much like the Haunted Mansion. I like the dusty, dirty, dingy, old, abandoned style rides, I guess. Like, I would stay in the Tower of Terror if they offered one of those weird packages where you could stay for
Aren't
a night.
They making a Tower of Terror hotel?
I have no idea.
I feel like I saw that somewhere.
Maybe. Number two, I had at number five on my list. You had a number two on your list. Mm-hmm. For a grand total of 25 points. Expedition Everest.
Love, love, love. It's my favorite roller coaster in Disney.
You never had gone on it before we went.
Nope.
Why do you like it?
I think it's so much fun. I just love it so much.
It's really well done.
It's a well-done ride. I like how you get all the way at the top and then you go backwards. I think it's so much fun.
So a lot of people think that when you go backwards that you're actually going upside down. Do you get the feeling that you
get that feeling depending on where you're sitting? Yeah. I've found, because sometimes you get like that teeth rattle.
The teeth rattle. Yeah.
But yeah, some depending on where you sit, you do get that sensation of going upside down.
All right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you one of those, I'll throw hairbands and gum?
I think that's gross. Can y'all stop doing that? Like, gross. No, we don't need to do that.
What I like how smooth it is. It's a really well done ride. And if you're comparing it to like the Matterhorn, mm-hmm. the only reason why is because the Yeti and all that. I don't like the Matterhorn that much. I'll ride it for nostalgia's sake, but
It's rickety. It's uncomfortable. No, this one's super smooth. The drop, it looks daunting, but it's not bad at all.
You always got to do something for the picture too. You got to fake your sleep in. I don't know. Do something. It's a good time. So that's number two. Before we ride into number one, which I think is very obvious, maybe not though, let's talk about some honorable mentions.
All right.
So just outside of the list with 8 points was Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. I love that ride.
We've probably ridden this ride more than anything 100 else.
100 times.
Because there's no wait.
Never a wait.
And it's nice and cool. Mm-hmm. And it's just very well done. It's one of those things you go in, sing the songs, and enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Take a break from
it's
walking around.
It's a good break ride. Because it's just like the Haunted Mansion. It's ongoing. So there's never a long wait. And it's nice and cool in there when you need it.
Also.
And that has an interactive queue too.
Yes, it does. Yes. So we both had that on our list. We also both had the Voyage of the Little Mermaid show on our list.
Love that show.
I had it last. You had it a little bit higher.
I'm surprised you had that one, but it's a good show.
No, I like that show. Yeah. I think it's obviously dated with the lighting and all that.
But I don't care.
I respect any show that's not... I think I messed up the list. It's okay.
It's all right.
I respect any show that's like live singing.
Yeah.
You know, that actually has like talent on display. Mm-hmm. I think the beginning Under the Sea scene.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Along those lines, I did have the Festival of the Lion King on our list too.
That was fun.
Because I think that's a really well done mm-hmm. show. I think the people's voices.
The performers is are amazing. Excellent. In
yeah.
That show.
You get everything in that show. It's crazy. You get. I wanted to say aerobics, but it's acrobatics.
The acrobatic monkeys. Yeah. I think those guys steal the show.
Those are the best. Yep. Also, you had on your list, I didn't have it on mine, Kali River Rapids.
I love a good rapid ride. I think, especially when it's hot out, it's just fun. And you get to sit with strangers and it's just hysterical because you're all nervous about getting soaked. I think it's fun. It's a good time.
I think it's too short. I don't know. That's me. Mm. You had it on your list. Actually, we both had it. Soarin'.
Yep.
I had it very low. You had it very low too. And I had it low because I think Flight of Passage is better.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I had it lower.
Fun ride again. I think it's one of those ones you want to hit, but.
Right. You also had, no, you didn't. Never mind. Test Track. I had it on there too. You didn't.
No, I like the old Test Track better than the new Test Track.
And that's why I put it down so low. I think it's a cool ride. Mm-hmm. I think the new setup where you create your own car has kind of bogged it down. And like it's very much like Tron, and now they're building Tron. So it's kind of meh. It's kind of like, why did they redo it if they're going to make Tron?
Agreed.
So let's talk about things that weren't said. before we dive into number one. Mm-hmm. So we didn't say Splash Mountain. You didn't put it on your list at all.
No, I'm surprised you didn't put it on your list because you like that ride.
Eh. I've grown to be afraid of the debris that could fall off when you're loading up. So
or the fire that could happen while you're riding.
But it is fun. It's a ride that the song will get stuck in your head, but by the time you're leaving. But meh, I don't know. There's better mountain ranges that I would go visit.
Agreed.
In that park. And then Rock and Roller Coaster. You don't like it. You don't like the idea of what it's going to do to your neck, right?
Well, yeah, I broke a bone in my neck when I was cheering, so it just doesn't fare well with me.
One that I'm surprised you didn't say, it's not the greatest thing, but we tend to like it every time that we go in, is the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Yeah, I do enjoy going there, but it's just not my top 10. It's entertaining. It's always different. It's a nice, cool place to kind of relax in, but not my fave.
Honestly, the biggest omission I would say for both of us is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
See... I'm
otherwise dubbed by other people as the Dwarf Hill.
I feel like it could have been so much better than it is.
You needed a little more thrill. I feel like
a little bit more thrill. It's more of a like goofy kiddie coaster that they spent way too much money on the theming for.
It's like the Barnstormer with a budget.
Yeah.
Basically. To me, I would have added some, and I mean, I'm not paid to do this by any means. So I would have added some speakers in there that would have had, so when you're, you know, at the beginning, when you come out and you're kind of rocking and you're just going through the scenery, I would have had some music or something playing so you can kind of like,
Do you find those carts uncomfortable? Cause you're taller. So do you find them to be uncomfortable?
No, they're all right.
A lot of people out there complain that they're uncomfortable. I'm short, so I don't have that issue. But a lot of people out there complain that their calves get finagled.
No, I mean, I have it worse on other rides, not there in Universal, but no, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And then the last one that we didn't say, and I think it's because of number one, is not to spoil anything, but the last one we didn't talk about, Buzz Lightyear. Space Ranger Spin.
Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger. It's a fun ride. I think it's dated. It needs a new preface.
That's fair. Number one, drum roll.
Yeah, I already know what it is.
With a 27 out of 30, I had it at number four. You had it at number one.
I love this ride.
Toy Story Mania.
Yep. I'm so competitive. That's why.
So I had it at number four. I love it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I had it. Now, we didn't also... Anybody listening, we haven't been there since Toy Story Land opened. So it's very well that this link could happen, that the Slinky Dog coaster ends up on this list, which is why I think we should do this list over again
after down the road.
Yeah. But Toy Story Mania, I knocked it down to four. I do love it, but I could also play it at home.
Yeah. But it's different. It's different. I just think it's so fun. It's very immersive. It's a good time. It's a competition.
It's an absolute workout. I leave my arms sore.
Yeah, I think we always have a good time riding it.
Yeah, no, you always come out away from it smiling. Mm-hmm. That's what a ride should do. I love the Toy Story music. You Got a Friend in Me, all that. So we also got our pictures taken in that ride for our wedding. So
yep. Yeah, no, I think it holds my number one spot because we enjoy going on it and. It's a must ride when we're there.
The fun factor is high.
Yep, absolutely.
So to cap it off, we have Haunted Mansion at 10, Kilimanjaro Safari at 9, Peter Pan's Flight at 8, Pirates of the Caribbean at 7, Flight of Passage, the Pandora Flight of Passage, or Avatar Flight of Passage at 6.
Math.
Big Thunder Mountain at 5, Space Mountain at 4, Tower of Terror at 3, Expedition Everest at 2, and Toy Story Mania at 1.
So now y'all can write in and tell us what we missed.
I'd love to know what you guys think is...
Yeah, make your top 10s and send us them because I'm curious to know.
Exactly.
I think everybody's Disney experience is different though because you have that attachment.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people would have said like the Jungle Cruise is on their top 10.
Yeah.
But I think everybody will have a different list.
I like the Jingle Cruise better than the Jungle Cruise.
I love a good Jingle Cruise.
But they don't do it anymore. So that's our list. If you want to make your top 10 list, send it to us on Facebook, Twitter. Take a picture of it and give it to us on Instagram. Yep. It's at By Your Terms on all social media outlets. Beyond that, I do want to take a deep dive into writing about some Disney stuff. We are going in July. Mm-hmm. It's 5 months away. I'm getting that Disney itch, you know, so I'm going to start writing about that. You can find all that at buyyourterms.com. We also have shirts. We have a lot of shirts. You want a Paging Miss Tomorrow shirt? We got it. Space Mountain, everything. You can get that at shopwithbyt.com.
Yep. And if you have any suggestions, we're kind of gassing up more.
Yes.
So we have tons of shirts coming. We're just working on designs right now, but that Paging Mr. Morrow one is a hot commodity right now.
Yes. The other piece of it is, I haven't cleared this with you yet, so I'm going to get it from you.
So let's do this on the microphone.
Yes, this is the great time to do it. We are on iTunes. If you search Radio BYT with no space between Radio and BYT, you'll find us. Leave us a review. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review. The first 5 people to do that, I will send you free shirts.
Yeah, let's do it.
Good. I'm glad I got the approval.
Yeah. So just make sure once you write that review down, you shoot me over a message or Mitch over a message somewhere on social media.
Yes.
Just so we have your address and shirt size and we'll shoot it over to you. I think that will be fun.
Perfect.
Yeah. Just pick one from our shop.
Yep.
Awesome, guys.
Thank you all for listening. Episode 2 is in the books. Thank you for joining me again. Thank you, Ollie, for being quiet this time.
I know. He was so good. Good boy, Ollie.
Have a good week, everyone. We will see you next time.
Bye.